up, Ricky? What's going on, man? This is Adam Lieberman. We're on live. We're just automatically on. You're the first guest, yeah. Yep. We've just been shooting the shit, boring everybody to tears. And now you're here. El Rey is here. I like it. Boom. Now, are you, did you put that mic in front of your face, though? Yeah, there you go. Have you been to the gym yet?
I went earlier to just do
training. You didn't get closer.
Yeah. I went earlier just to train a client.
Wait,
already? You've already trained someone this morning. Wow. Adam, we need to step up. You know, by the way, I had every intention when I woke up this morning at 2:56. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym first.
Did you?
No. No. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm usually up at like 2:30 in the morning, but
really,
I don't work out till like midday.
So do you work out the same time every day?
No, it changes all the time because my schedule's
all over the place.
Yeah.
When do you go to bed if you get up at 2:30?
I go to bed like midnight.
You go off 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
wow. I'm basically 4 hours every night.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 hours is good.
Yeah, and last night, though, I couldn't sleep because I think I'd get too jazzed up for the 24-hour show and excited or whatever. Like, I just couldn't fucking sleep. Just
running through.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to know, what'd you come up with? You got something?
Those are your four.
Okay.
And then we'll do one.
Are you a sports bettor? Are you into gambling at all? You have no vices.
I'm not, but there's a lot of people that I know that do it.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get into it.
Okay.
I know, I take big risks, so I probably shouldn't
gamble. You like to take big risks?
I do, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
I do day trading.
Oh, okay. You gamble? Yeah.
I mean, I gamble with a little bit of odds.
Okay.
I guess, you know, unless you can count cards and stuff like that, gambling. But it's kind of like, I don't want to consider it gambling because you could actually predict what's going to happen in the market.
Uh-huh.
There's different ways to predict it. But yeah, I mean, I have to take big risk on that too, so.
Now, what does NYPK do? He's not necessarily a day trader. He does futures or? Futures. I'm going to fuck this up. Yeah, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know.
I mean, there's different things you could trade. Indices, Forex, stocks, crypto.
I get these Forex fuckers hitting me up on Instagram all the time. Are they legit? They're not legit.
What do you say?
I don't know. They're always like, well, I know the ones that hit me up aren't legit, but right? Because they're like, hey, for $1,000 and you'll get back.
Yeah, it's scam.
20 grand. Like, people actually fall for this shit?
People do, yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, anytime you dangle,
right.
Anytime you dangle what you could do,
yeah,
potentially, and it's, you know, you could potentially do get that. I mean, there is that, but the chances are,
right?
You know, you could win a ton of money at the blackjack table. Is it going to happen?
Yeah. When you day trade, like, can you say what stocks are hot right now for you? Like, what do you like right now?
I'm more into indices, so it's kind of like Nasdaq's one that I trade a lot.
Okay,
which is pretty much like 100 different markets that. They're all into one.
Yep.
Kind of like bigger companies like Walmart, Apple. Just like big companies. Like, it's like a group of them and how they all move together. Pretty much on average. That's one of them that's my favorite ones to trade. Mm. I'm not too big into stocks. I know a couple of them.
Yep.
Mainly just that, probably crypto.
I was just going to ask you about crypto. Are you heavy in crypto?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hold any crypto anymore. But I know quite a bit about it. Yeah.
Mm. When did you get into it? The crypto side of it? Early or was it kind of later?
No, this was way before people even knew about crypto. So it was like
really
3-4 years ago. Yeah, now it's kind of like trendy, I guess, if you want to say.
Right.
Yeah, very much so.
So
yeah.
You did pretty well then with crypto.
Yeah, I've yeah.
Okay.
I've lost a lot of money and I made a lot of money. Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in. I was born in San Bernardino, California. I grew up next town, Redlands. Redlands, Yucaipa, Cali Mesa.
I've been to Yucaipa on the way to Palm Springs. You pass through Yucaipa, right?
Yep. Yeah. And there's Big Bear right there.
What is that?
Somebody just sent me a picture.
I like that. Someone you know, obviously.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a picture of me on the... Michelle.
Is it your mom?
Yeah. No, it's Michelle. Okay. It's my best friends in LA.
Okay.
So.
She used to live in Hawaii.
No.
You went to the wedding.
No.
In Dallas. Okay, fucked it up. Never mind.
Michelle, I've known since I was 16.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
She was the one I went to Disneyland with a few weeks
ago. Okay, I knew there was some sort of a trip. Damn. Whatever. Went to the comedy club. No.
No.
I'll stop. It's fine.
I went to the comedy club by myself. When I saw Adam a few weeks ago?
Yes.
I went by myself.
Fine. I remember.
You remember right. Jack shit.
And so, and hence, that's why you're a Lakers fan. Or you just wear the hat.
Just wear the hat.
Yeah. I do the same thing with, well, I won't say that.
You do the same thing with the Raiders?
Yes, yeah, I was going to say the Raiders.
Yeah.
Just the Raiders. I like the Raiders.
I
support the hometown team.
When it's convenient. We talked about this.
Yes. And how about baseball? Are you a baseball guy at all, or is that like watching paint dry?
Honestly, I don't watch any sports.
Not even MMA? No UFC?
Nothing, no.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I watch it, but it's not like I'm like, I have to watch it.
Okay.
But I don't even watch TV.
Just all work and all work.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how... So, like
no Breaking Bad? You've never seen Breaking Bad?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Oh, my God. You're hurting me right now. Ozark? No?
No.
Oh, fuck. Come on.
I'm watching like a Netflix series with somebody. I don't
so you'll Netflix and chill.
I'll Netflix and chill, but...
Okay.
But I don't go on TV by choice, I guess.
Got it.
Oh, I'm the exact opposite.
I am. I'll binge watch the fuck out of things.
I come home and the TV goes on.
I've already seen Netflix season 4 3 times. Travis, dude, I rented out a movie theater to watch Netflix.
Yeah, I want everybody to stop for a second. Yeah. I want everybody to stop for one moment, please. One moment.
Recently I seen that.
And Travis, you know exactly what I'm about to say.
He's already not realizing what he's saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
What?
You watched season 4 of Netflix?
And you rented an...
I'm fucked. I'll never finish this show today. I'm already loopy. Season 4 of Ozark. Oh, my God.
I think I watched one episode of that one. Ozark.
That's it?
It was pretty good, too.
It's so good.
We haven't got back to it.
How do we convert you into like a little bit of a binge-watching degenerate? How do we do it? Can we do it?
Christina,
no?
Christina's kind of...
She's the opposite?
No, she's I'll watch stuff with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Christina that he's referencing is coming up next, actually. Christina Lauren. Mm-hmm. From Fearless as Fuck podcast.
She is fearless as fuck.
Yeah. She's done a complete... How long have you known her? You known her a long time? Did you know her in the rough days for her? The dark days?
Not super dark, no.
Okay.
I'm sure she was still in the process of getting better.
I've never seen someone do an emotional mental transformation the complete opposite direction... Like she has.
The way she did, yeah.
It's pretty fucking amazing. I mean, we opened this studio basically a year ago this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how soon she started. She was on Fitness Junkies first with Gio. So I don't know when that was. And then she came in and Gio was like, hey, we should talk to this girl about, you know, doing a show. She should do her own show. Da, 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 da. And just even how she started... That first episode compared to what her episodes sound like now, I mean, she's just really done a great job on herself, 100%. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know her since then.
Yeah.
But I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It's honestly pretty impressive. Like,
right?
How crazy she changed. Yeah.
Yeah. To now where like she's giving out advice to people. Yep. Like sometimes when people take on like the life coach role, I'm always like a little skeptical or always like, man, come on. Like, you know what I mean? It's such an easy title to assign yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then just start fucking giving people advice. I think she's fucking great.
Yeah, she's
great at it, you know, really, and she's lived. She really she's lived it.
100%.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I know she's getting ready to train, getting to March 1st was her starting her routine. Are you into the worlds and bodybuilding and all that too? Or do you?
Yeah. So I haven't competed in like 2 years. But I'm thinking about competing this year, so I got to start bulking up too and putting some more size on and then shredding back down.
When you compete, what weight are you competing at?
Last competition, I competed at 173.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, what are you weighing now?
Right now, 205.
Wow, is it hard to get down to 170? So if you compete again, would it be 173 again or maybe a little more?
Probably a little more. I'm a little bigger, so.
What's the next bump?
So normally what I do is it's a division called Classic. So mm-hmm. depending on your height, you have a weight cap. So the taller you are, the heavier you can be. And I think my weight cap's like 175.
Okay.
So I think it's going to get hard to hit, so I might not even be able to hit it.
Right.
So I might just go for a bigger weight on stage.
Got it.
Try to put on more mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's harder for you?
My class is obese.
What's harder for you, cutting weight or bulking up? Or are they equal?
They're hard in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Shredding down, actually, they're both a lot of mental, but I think shredding is more mental because it gets to the point where, like, you, your main source of energy is carbs and fats. And when you start losing all your fat and you don't have much carbs that you're eating, you know, you have like nothing that's giving you energy.
Right.
It's all like pretty much in your mind. That's what's got, has to push you. I would say that's hard because if you don't have the mindset for it, you're not gonna do well.
Right.
So, and then bulking, I guess the hard part I think would be just trying to get all the food in.
Yeah, it's hard to eat, right?
Yeah, because you know you're eating like sometimes I was eating like 2 pounds of food in a meal.
A meal.
A meal, yeah.
Wow.
So you know, and sometimes it gets more than that.
See, that was one of the tough things that I had, I wasn't training for anything, but. You know, hitting certain calorie numbers, you know, for the day. And Gio was like, oh, you should, you know, based on what you're doing and everything else, you should be at like 5,000 calories. And it's like, I don't know where this, I can do this. I can't figure out how I'm going
to
eat that much.
Yeah, it's hard to eat that much. Yeah.
And
normally, especially if you're not used to it, right?
No.
Mm. I mean, if you're not used to it, I would just slowly work your way up to it. I wouldn't go straight to it.
Yeah.
Because that's, you could fuck yourself that way.
Is it hard when you're cutting or when you achieve the goal and you hit your weight, is it, obviously, it's almost impossible to maintain that year round, right? Mm-hmm. Is it a mind fuck though? Because you look so good when you are 173, let's say.
Yeah.
Is it hard to like train your brain to accept that you can't look like that all the time and not feel like you're slipping? Like even like you know what I mean? Like to us, if you probably weighed 178 or something. We think you're shredded, and you'd be like, you know, I get, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you deal with that?
I critique myself a lot. I mean, because my last shot was down at 1.8% body fat.
What were you down to?
1.8.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know how accurate it was, but it was the pinch test. So it's pretty accurate. So I adapt really quick.
And I don't mean to interrupt you. Yeah. Tell people, like, what would average be for just the average guy, body fat wise?
Probably 40, 50.
Okay, and then
or 30 maybe.
What's a guy that's like in good shape? You know, a guy in the NBA, the average basketball player or the average, you know, baseball player or whatever.
They're pretty lean. I would say, I mean, they could be anywhere from 8 to 20.
8 to 20. So like 1.8 is absolutely just
that's insane.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
Crazy veins everywhere.
Yeah, my skin was a little like translucent too, so you could you physically could see right through it. Like all my veins were just insane.
That's probably pretty cool though.
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but you can't maintain that. Like a lot of people have a hard time with that. I personally adapt super quick.
Mm-hmm.
So like people have a hard time because they start seeing themselves like gain more weight after a show, and then they're not noticing that they're not staying like shredded pretty much.
Right.
But like pretty much I know my goal is to get shredded. I go for that, and I know after my show my goal is different. I throw it all away and just switch, like adapt pretty much.
Right.
So that way I'm not even worrying about, like I'm not getting shredding anymore. Like I'm losing my abs. I know my goal is different now. So it's fine.
I was looking to see what I was body fat because I did the DEXAFIT.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't find it. I don't. Sorry.
I've never done it.
Anticlimactic.
I don't know what I've never done a body fat test.
I was in the 30s. I don't know. I was in the 30s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I also know when I was playing soccer when I was in college, I was in the low teens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a while ago.
I'm around that 40% right now, probably. Yeah, it's terrible. What are you going to do? Every day is a cheat meal for me.
I actually have cheat meals every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your go-to cheat meal?
I just keep it basic. Every night I have In-N-Out, and then I'll have either cookies or cereal.
Every night you have In-N-Out?
In-N-Out, yeah.
I love it.
And cookies?
Yeah, cookies are zero. But it keeps me, I'm still lean, so.
What about pizza? Are you a pizza guy?
I'll pizza here and there, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
At 11:45 today, if you come back here, there's IDK pizza on the way. We got pizza from IDK. Yeah, there they are. One of our fantastic sponsors. Shout out to Ryan Crowley over at IDK.
Who? So you mentioned, you grew up in San Bernardino area.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your inspiration to start working out? Or was that something as a kid or teenager? Where'd you?
I feel like I kind of worked out when I was like 14, 15. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what I was doing. So I would do a lot of abs. So I did abs straight for like a whole year, a little bit of arm stuff. I tried doing like some sprints like around the neighborhood, but nothing like crazy. It wasn't until I would say 7 years ago is when I got, like, I started taking this serious. Like, I started knowing what I was doing, you know? So, and I had stopped, like, there's a big gap between when I was, like, 14, 15 till 7 years ago that I wasn't working out.
Really? At all?
Here and there. But I was doing other shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So. It's interesting because you get into it and you love the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you fall off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And you hate the way you feel, but you got to get back on, and it's so fucking hard.
I'm back now. I am back. I'm back because now I'm not injured. I had tendonitis. Do you have any nagging injuries?
I just had a bicep surgery last year.
Oh, wow. You tore it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what was the road to recovery from that? Was tough, right?
Yeah, it took a good like 9 months. I just moved here to Vegas.
Yep.
Almost exactly a year ago.
Uh-huh.
A little bit over. And I tore my bicep the night before I moved here.
Oh, my God.
Working out?
Yep.
So, okay. So, I want to physically... So, you just... Are you just doing curls, or what were you doing?
No, I was doing deadlifts.
Okay.
But there were so many things wrong with that. I hadn't deadlifted in a couple months. Mm-hmm. I tried going for, like, a good amount of weight. And I was getting a little rough, so I just kept trying it. But I knew I wasn't feeling good to begin with. I just never thought I would tear anything. So I just went in and deadlifted 640 like I normally do, and then I just tore.
Like I normally do.
It happens.
Yeah.
And then surgery, you had surgery here in Vegas?
Surgery here, yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Come on in.
Christina Lawrence lurking about. I like it.
So you tore it, and then 9 months recovery. During that time, are you still working out? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, I was still training my left arm for a little bit, and then I slowly, as my rehab was telling me, that I would, you know, could work out my right arm a little bit, because my right arm was the one I tore.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I this is my, when people, because I know when I broke my foot and I was in a cast for 6 months, my left leg still to this day is stronger than my right leg, and I'm right-footed. Do you find that your strength is back to normal on both arms or no?
Not yet, but did you train after? Did you do rehab?
I did everything.
Did you stay consistently training after that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your injured one was stronger?
No, the other one was.
The other one was stronger. Sometimes your injury one comes out stronger.
Yeah. No.
Did you know you tore the bicep like immediately?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Really?
Yeah, I heard a crackle and then my whole bicep went up.
Oh, shit.
It balled up. I knew right away what it was.
Wow.
A buddy of mine just had surgery, same thing, like 2 weeks ago. Mm. Yeah, he tore his sparring.
Okay.
Boxing, yeah. He'd been having trouble with it, and we told him, like, dude, you got to go somewhere. You know, we actually have a guy right next door here, Ron Gallagher, at Maximum Velocity Physical Therapy, literally right next door. And I begged him, like, dude, go see Ron, because he fixed my tendonitis. Two years. I couldn't curl more than, like, 20 pounds without pain.
It hurt, yeah.
For 2 years. So it, like, got me unmotivated to go to the gym. Like, because not just curl, like, anything that was a pull. Mm-hmm. Any pull hurt, you know?
Okay.
It was just fucking terrible. Picking up a bag of groceries out of the trunk, I'm not even kidding you, was painful with my left arm.
Yeah.
And or even like weird shit like pushing the seatbelt. Like, I know that sounds nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it's like the right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I got a little depressed because it's like I'd go to the gym, but it just feels like, man, what am I doing in here? Like, it's just.
It was hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was hard. I wanted to give up on everything. So.
Especially someone like you, because it's really you're like, you know, I'm like, you know, if there's a casual gym guy, it's probably me, right? You're completely dedicated to the life, right? To the lifestyle. So I can't even imagine what that was like.
And you said you wanted to give up. What propelled you to keep going?
Because I knew the way my mindset works was, I had been dieting for like, and training for like 6 years straight. So I'm like, you know, it was kind of easy to, it would have been easy to give up. I could actually get a break now. But I know like if a lot of stuff was happening in my life. My sister died at the time. You know, I broke up with my ex, was moving to a new state. Just a whole bunch of like major changes. So like all that put together, I kind of just wanted to just like let it go.
Sure.
But I know like if I like right now at the moment I didn't want to do it, but I know if the time came, like let's say months later, where I wanted to get back in the gym, I would be behind. So I know if I just kept with it now and just waited till, you know, I started feeling better about going, I would be ahead, you know. So I know it's more just like a temporary feeling. So
yeah. And what made you pick Vegas?
Vegas, I had a buddy out here that kept telling me to come down. And that I was always in Vegas, like pretty much every month. It was going to be either here or Cali, but I think I chose here because Cali is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew people in both places, but and my buddy was trying to convince me to try out for the NFL too. So I was supposed to be trying out here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What position?
I don't know yet because I don't really watch football. But I know my buddy actually works with a lot of the Raiders guys.
Uh-huh.
So you know we would have been training together and stuff. But I'm not really too big in football anyways. But he said that I should try out.
Are you fast?
I'm fast. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm fast. I'm pretty much like fast, strong.
Running back.
So I'm overall pretty good.
I'm just run over.
Yeah, somebody. Running back is probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders could use him. No. Can you Raiders walk could. On like that? It's happened, right? There's been that. What was that? Mark Wahlberg played that.
Yeah, Invincible with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or no, Philadelphia Eagles, rather.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it has happened.
Once in a while.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're. I don't know if the NFL teams do like the open tryouts.
Well, you can go to the combine, right? Or no?
No.
You have to get invited to that?
Yeah. But it's funny you say that. So the NFL combine is going on right now, and that's basically when all the college guys come together and they measure everything and they track everything and they do everything. And I was listening to the radio last night, we're on the way home, and they were talking about the quarterbacks and their hands, the size of their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I never knew this, how they measured it. Do you know how they measured their hands?
No.
So they measure it from the thumb
mm-hmm.
to your pinky.
Okay.
And that is your grip, per se.
Mm.
And so some guys can really spread their fingers out wide. Like Josh Allen, I think it was like 11 and a half
inches.
Inches? Across.
No inches. Way.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Come on. Other guys are like 9.5. Derek Carr is like a 9. So that's what they were talking about, the cross.
Mine's like 8.
Yeah. And so they were talking about that's – it was something that was really interesting. So last night in bed – I'm lying in bed. I'm literally doing this. And
Eva's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And I told her this exactly that. Yeah. So she starts doing this. And I said, a lot of these guys, they'll actually have it. It almost will be flat across.
Wow.
It's just a line. Yeah.
Huh. So. Now, if we called our good friend, Mr. Mark Salen, and we said, hey, we got a guy. He's about fast.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Marcus could get the tryout.
I think, absolutely, if there's anybody that can do
Marcus Allen picks up the phone, calls Mark Davis and says, I got a guy we need you to look at.
First and foremost,
yeah.
Marcus Allen calls Mark Davis. Mark Davis answers.
Correct.
That's huge.
Marcus Allen is a – do you know who Marcus Allen is? You're probably too young, too, and you don't care about sports. He's a Hall of Fame running back for the Raiders. He was very, very big player he's back
probably
in the day. That's actually his helmet right back there. Well, yeah. Oh, nice. That's not his helmet, but that's his signature on the helmet. Yeah,
he's probably the – quintessential 2-3 Raiders players of all time.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Who do you put ahead of him? I'm just curious.
I would say three. There's three. I would do Howie Long.
Okay, I'll take that.
But
would you put him ahead of
no,
Marcus?
I'm just saying. Oh, no. Just,
okay, on the list. I got you. Top three. Howie Long for sure.
Howie Long, Marcus, and then the third, I would have a toss-up.
Don't.
Between, what?
Oh, go ahead.
Bo Jackson.
That's who I knew you were going to say.
Or, our quarterback back in the day. I mean, going way back. And I can't remember his name.
I know who you mean, yeah. And I'm blank.
Yeah.
Rich? No.
You're not Rich Gannon. No. But, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Bo was great, but his career ended too short. So, yeah.
So, do you know who Bo Jackson is? Or is
yeah.
Yeah. Just being able to play two sports like and play at all-star level at two sports.
It's interesting what players transcend for people like the non-fan. Like, he knows Bo, but not Marcus. Right? It's the power of Nike marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's pretty much marketing.
Bo knows. You remember Bo knows, like that campaign? Or
I mean, he was like way back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
80s? 80s
I was in high school, right?
But I mean, 88. I remember the side of the wall down downtown LA had the Bo Jackson mural
with the bat.
Yeah, it has. It was him shirtless. He had shoulder pads on and a bat sitting behind.
He played in the NFL and he played Major League Baseball.
We just covered that. We just said that.
I missed that.
I actually used to know.
I was probably thinking about. I'm a little tired. I'm already loopy.
I knew somebody in high school. He got drafted for basketball and baseball at the same time.
What did he pick?
He chose baseball. I think it's because it's smart. More money.
Yeah, more money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's more money, and the other side of it is longevity-wise as well.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you have these guys, you know, football now, like the average. There was a guy, he's a lineman for Tampa Bay, 27 years old, all-pro, mm-hmm. so all-star, retired this year.
Wow.
Just yeah. like,
because of concussion fear? Just or?
Because he made money,
and he's saved. Like,
I'm out. I'm not going to risk my injuries pounded. Anymore, no.
Yeah. How old are you?
27.
You still, he could have years on the in the league. Oh, he could have a good 5 years. Five strong years in the NFL.
At least because,
and then two bad years. He plays 7 years.
But keep his mind. He didn't go through the college stuff and get beat up and hit all the time.
Good point.
You know, you're not, you're.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's a great point.
If you don't go to college and you want to get tryout,
yeah.
you have to be really good just to stand out. Because I know they're already looking at people, you know.
Do you have you ever run, been timed like in the 40-yard dash? You know?
No, I don't know any of my times. Hmm. I know, Mike, when I sprinted, it was probably like 18 miles per hour.
Really?
On a sprint, yeah.
Did you ever run like 100 meter time? Or no?
No, I've never played any. The only thing I know.
You've never played any organized sports?
I've never played any sports.
That's so interesting.
I didn't do anything as a growing up. But the only thing I know is I did a mile run, 5 minutes, 12 seconds, my fast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I'm not really a runner.
Yeah, you run anything close to a 5 minute mile, that's fast.
Yeah.
I'm like a 7 minute mile guy.
Are you really?
Yeah. 7:12, I think, is what I did junior high.
Sounds pretty fast.
Okay. You're going to junior high, John.
Yeah, I mean, I would only run a mile if someone made me run a mile. That was junior high.
So we're talking 35, 40 years ago?
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, 40 years ago, fucking bastard. It's Adam's birthday today, by the way.
Oh,
speaking of people in their 40s.
Yeah. I know that.
Oh my God. Whoa. We got a party foul.
Happy birthday.
Wardrobe.
George, can we get some towels?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay, though. I just need a paper towel or something. It's
Jim,
good.
Jim Plunkett.
Can you get that in slow-mo? Oh, wait, was the camera
on
me?
Clip that.
George, can we get some towels?
Oh, yeah. I just saw it on YouTube. I just saw it. Yeah.
Is George still ignoring me?
Mountain Probably. Dew everywhere. Actually, I have cat-like reflexes, so it wasn't that bad.
Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
No pets. Nope.
You seem like a pit bull kind of guy.
I was just saying that I wanted to get a pit bull.
See?
But it was like
I'm good at this shit.
She wants a golden retriever.
We have a talk.
Based upon all the videos I've seen.
She has a deposit down on a golden retriever. I love it.
It's already happening.
That's awesome.
She said it has its own Instagram already.
The golden retriever?
No, yeah. I don't think there's any pictures on it yet.
That you created? Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to you in a minute, Christina Lauren.
I'm surprised there's not a bed yet.
Yeah.
And everything like closed for it yet.
Yeah. Damn, it's on the chair, too. I'm going to fuck this all up.
All right, George is coming in.
All right, George, give me a... Yes, Mountain Dew everywhere.
We need to get him this sippy cup, okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sippy cup coming in.
I don't know how sippy I did this. Well, it comes right off this table, though. I'll tell you that.
Mm. But yeah, that was another reason why I came to Vegas. And pretty much just to expand.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. So, I'll go over there now.
Pretty much just to expand. The price of living is, you know, completely different than
California. I love living in Vegas.
Where I used to live, though, it's super cheap.
Where were we before? I'm sorry.
Wyoming. I was there for like 10 years.
Okay.
Where in Wyoming?
Gillette.
Okay.
Gillette and Rock Springs.
I've only been to Cheyenne. I've been to Cheyenne, though.
Okay, so like 2-3 hours away.
I've been to Jackson Hole, and I've been to Laramie. Laramie?
Yeah, Laramie.
What did you do in Jackson Hole?
Party?
No. I had a friend who had a house there.
Ooh, nice houses.
Okay. Yeah.
You were never a party guy, though,
no.
right?
So we stayed at...
Were you? Did you go through a party phase?
Not really. I went through kind of like a drug phase.
Did you?
I didn't really party, though.
Just at home alone?
Okay, we're not alone, but I think I was telling you a little bit about it, right? I was kind of into the... I was probably... When was this? 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was kind of deep in the drug business.
Oh, right.
Ended up going to getting locked up, going to prison because of it. And that's what started the fitness thing.
Sure.
You know, when I got out of prison, I know I wanted to do something better for myself, and fitness kind of kept me there.
How long were you in there?
I probably did a good 3.5 years. Did the rest.
Wow.
Did the rest outside.
And scary?
No.
When you first go in?
No.
Is it how close to 60 days in is it? Have you seen that show? You don't watch anything.
Oh, yeah, they make it. I'm sure there's jails like that though. But no, it wasn't that bad. No, I actually went in. They had clothes ready for me. They had everything taken care of for me.
Really?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know the show that, I was coming in. That she makes me watch. I don't want to say she makes me watch this shit, but Love After Lockout.
Don't blame her.
No, trust
don't
me.
Blame her.
Some of these shows she's making me watch. Love After Lockout.
She's gonna see this. Don't blame her. No,
because
come on.
She has control of the remote control. She has complete.
Come on.
No, she does. Like
you opt in willingly on The Bachelor, though.
No, I don't mind The Bachelor.
Okay.
I don't mind The Bachelor.
All right.
I don't. There's a show called Love After Lockout, which basically is inmates that have pen pals on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
But they marry them. They get married, like sight unseen.
Right.
And then how they react in the real world.
Claudia Jordan's coming in here later. We still don't know what time. But Claudia Jordan is a model host, and she used to be on game shows like The Price is Right back in the day. And then she was on Deal or No Deal for the original Deal or No Deal. She was suitcase number one. And then she had a radio show with Jamie Foxx. But I used to own a PR firm and with Gio from Fitness Junkies. Mm-hmm. And Claudia was one of our clients. I have never seen someone get more prison fan mail in my life than Claudia Jordan. Just
inmates sending her stuff?
Yes.
Oh, just fan mail?
Yes. And it would come to our office. Yeah. And
but how'd you know it came from a prison?
It says, correction, correction facility or whatever. And then I would never let her read it because most of it is just graphic. These guys are just bored. So it's like while they're jacking off, they write letters to Claudia Jordan type of thing. Yeah. And then she went through a period where she was like, she insisted, like, no, I want to see what they say because she's crazy, Claudia. So yeah, she had prison pen pals. Anyway, that made me think of that. Didn't mean to derail the convo.
There's really people like that though.
Yeah,
I actually one of my buddies. He's talking to this girl. She's out here, and I guess they want to get married and stuff and have life.
And so
he's incarcerated.
Yeah,
currently.
So yeah, I don't know how much longer he has, but he's probably been in there 6 years. Like that. So far.
Same offense.
I think he got out, and then he went back in for the same offense. So I think he had like 10, 12 years total. I think he's almost done with it.
When you're in there, 3 years, a long time. Like, I don't think people realize how long, like, when you see someone get, you know, someone murder someone or, you know, the vehicular manslaughter or whatever, and they get, you know, only 30 years, and people will get on social media and like, can't believe he only got 30 years. Like, do you understand how fucking long 30 years is?
It changes you.
Yeah.
I mean, I only did 3 years or so, but like it's still weird getting out.
It's a long time.
Like for a good week or two, like you don't like it. It kind of feels weird to be out here.
Uh-huh.
Like you don't feel comfortable. It feels like you don't fit in.
Right.
And like the people are a little bit different. Like, you know, obviously it's normal to us, but a lot of people out here are like a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
So and there it's not really put up with. So like it's kind of weird dealing with people the first week or two.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
I bet.
I just feel like I didn't fit in.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Let's change it to a happier time.
Go ahead.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, this is funny, actually. Cause so I met her at UFC Fit.
Oh, okay.
So I used to be sponsored by a company that she was sponsored by. And I'd seen her like taking some pictures with it. So I think I was walking by and I saw she was taking a picture. So I stopped because I didn't want to photobomb her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did, but you know. I
didn't. Yep. Good and, move.
So she like stopped and looked at me. I was like, "Oh my bad." I was like, just trying to photobomb you. Well, you know, I go in the restroom, locker room, and then get out, and she's on a treadmill. And I can't photobomb you in here, huh? Something like that. I couldn't photobomb her there. Anyways, and I started asking her about like the company she was sponsored by. I wasn't trying to flirt with her, honestly.
Come on.
I mean, at the time, I just didn't want to flirt with anybody. So
okay, I get it.
I was just trying to be nice, just trying to have a conversation, just trying to be more social. And so we talked for a little bit, and then from there I got her Instagram. She didn't follow me back, but and I kept going to UFC. This was during my surgery too, so like I had my brace on. So yeah. I was like really small. I lost like 30 pounds or 40 pounds, I think. So I was really small. I was like, man, I can't have her see me like this. Like if I see her again, you know. So right. After that, I was always wore hoodies. But I think I seen her once after that. We just didn't say hi. And then I followed her for a little bit on Instagram. I actually told one of her friends I had a crush on her. But anyways, so then I seen her again at Dragons, and that's kind of when we like got a little familiar with each other and started talking.
Very cool.
Did the friend put in a good word?
I was honestly just trying to be her friend. I know I had a good crush on her, but I wasn't like, I know she didn't need that at the time, and I didn't need that at the time.
And you weren't worried about being stuck in the friend zone for life?
After we got to know each other, yeah.
You were worried a little.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be her friend like forever.
Right.
I kind of liked her.
Right.
So yeah, I was just respecting her boundaries and respecting, right. You know.
See, and then it became Instagram official. I saw one time, and then it was all, you know.
Yeah.
That was it. So
there you go. Good
now. Yeah. And she followed me one time. She was actually like, she was on the Stairmaster, and I was like across the gym, and then I got the notification that she followed me or something like that. I'm like,
I love that you remember that.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I
like that. It's a big deal. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, not that it matters. I don't know if you know. I gave the Jono stamp of approval for you. I don't know if you know this.
What'd you say?
I gave the stamp of approval.
Oh, when I met you?
Yes. Yep. Instantly. I actually text instantly. I was like, I like that guy.
Nice.
Yep. There you go. I care. My word carries a lot of weight, Lieberman. Okay.
In your mind.
Yeah, only in my mind.
Yeah. Jesus. Fuck.
You know?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. There's only less than 23 hours left. 20. This is easy.
Travis is going delirious already.
I'll
buddy.
Never make it.
This is hilarious.
I'll never make it. No, I'll make it. Come on. It's a snap.
It's not like you're driving a car.
I'll just pop that 5-hour energy and boom, I'm back.
Every 5 hours?
Yeah. Maybe every three and a half. You know, just to be safe. No?
It's like pain meds. You got to get ahead of it.
100%. That's a real thing.
Yeah. Right.
I was trying to tell my mom that last night. She won't remember any of it, sadly. But yeah, mom has dementia. But yeah, but she fell face first yesterday and busted herself up pretty good. But she's all right. She's a trooper. She's okay.
Can't wait for the rematch. Mother
floor,
Earth
floor versus mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Won by TKO
she's
yesterday.
Bleeding.
Yeah. Jesus. Unbelievable. Yeah. She's funny. You should see her in the ambulance talking to like my mom doesn't like anyone. It's like if you're I don't know what the age range is in her head, but if you are under a certain age, she thinks you have no business doing whatever it is your job is, even the paramedics. So like in the ambulance, she's like kept looking at the guy. He's probably, you know, probably your age, like 27, 28, you know. And he's super nice, like cool guy. He's been great with her, you know. And she just kept looking at him, you know. She's all busted up. She's sitting there in the fucking ambulance. She's looking at him and she's like, how old are you? How old are you?
But I can just see like, her going.
Yeah. You're on a fucking stretcher. You just did a face plant. Yeah, but just be happy that they're there. I don't know. It's funny. Moms, what are you going to do? What do you do? You close to your parents?
Kind of.
Kind of. There's something there,
man,
Rick.
I don't live with them. I mean, okay. I haven't lived with them in over 10 years. So, kind of, yeah, from afar. So
where do they live?
They live in Wyoming.
Still, okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to them a lot or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that hard on them when you went away?
I don't know, because I was gone for a couple years before that. And I mean, I'm sure it was. I just wasn't there to see any of it.
Got it.
So, you know, because I was, you know, selling drugs and all that. I was away from all of them. I didn't even talk to them for a good amount of years. And then I got locked up. And then I started talking to them as I was getting out. And then I got out and, you know, we kept a little bit of contact. So it wasn't like we talk all the time, every day. But, you know, we'll talk here and there.
Would you ever write a book? I feel like you need to write a book.
Yeah, she's convincing me.
Yeah.
You know, I would. I feel like I'm more open now than I ever have been. you know, there's obviously a lot of shit that I had to see and, you know, been through. And but yeah, I probably would.
Is there a part of you that's glad that you got caught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so an interesting dynamic, right? Yeah, yeah, no, go ahead.
I don't think now looking at it, I'm glad. Back then, I didn't give a fuck about my life, but now looking back, yes, because I don't think I would have lasted much longer.
Right.
So I think it was perfect timing. I think I'm surprised I was alive when I got locked up, but I don't think I would have made it that far.
Yeah.
Shit was getting a little crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the stories I think I want to hear. That's why you haven't really watched Breaking Bad. You're like, I lived it, bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
When you're watching Netflix for 4 hours or whatever you're doing.
Yes. I'm a Netflix and chill kind of guy.
Yeah.
No?
No, you are. You just don't know what you're watching half the time.
Whatever.
Season 4 of Netflix. Great season.
He doesn't even argue. Yeah. He's just like, whatever.
I said I watched season 4 of Netflix in the first hour of this show.
Have you seen series 4 of Netflix?
I meant...
Bless you.
Caught her on a sneeze.
Season 4.
Bless you. I meant Ozark, and I can't said Netflix. I'm already delirious, Christina Lauren. I'm already delirious in the first 90 minutes of the show. I can't talk right. I'm spilling Mountain Dew all over myself.
Yeah.
Oh. I tried. I couldn't sleep. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We're fucked. Well, you can carry it. You don't need me.
George.
It's probably a better show without me.
He goes, I can carry you.
Oh, I saw you say that on the video. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's more.
That. Oh, I bet. I want to see that video. I like that videos happen without my knowledge. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the bodybuilding community like? Is it supportive or is it a bunch of haters?
I feel like if you have a group of people with you, they're supporting it. There's a lot of haters, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people with support as well. I think it's more rare to find like genuine people though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that support you, but it's like on, you know, circumstances, of course.
Right.
So they know it's going to be a win-win situation. That's just how I see it. I don't see a lot of super genuine people. And it's not just because of bodybuilding. I just think it's just in life in general. And that's not a bad thing. Obviously, you want to be there to support people when you see something good's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you can't blame people. But, yeah, I mean, I was working out with a good team a couple years ago, and there's a lot of support, a lot of good energy, a lot of good-looking guys and girls. But, yeah, it was we all were a good, pretty good team. So I think there was a lot of support there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people go to the gym, especially the novices, and they get intimidated by people, you know, that are working out and they're trying to be, you know, and I think a lot of people get hurt that way.
Yep.
Because you see these guys, you know, deadlifting 640. You're like, oh, I can do that. Shit. You get over there and you're like, oh, fuck. And the next thing you know, you have some random injury.
Right.
But I remember that was one of my biggest things that I had to overcome because I was like, I don't know the gym well enough to be going in there and acting like an idiot, you know? And that's why for me going to Kilo for that time was great because I didn't like being around people. Mm. I didn't like going to the gym where it was busy because I felt that people were looking at me and judging me.
Right.
And I was judging other people when... Yeah, it's a judgment-free zone. You hear all that crap, but it was really hard for me. And that's why, you know, there's certain places I just won't, like Fit Club, Dragon, I just don't feel comfortable there. And that's just more of a personal than anything else.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think the newbies go there really, right? Like that's more the people that are on your level and Christina's level and those gyms. It's more like the advanced crowd.
Past my level, yeah. I mean, I think you see some kids coming in there.
Yeah.
I think more fans, I guess.
Kilo's good though.
I mean, no? They're all fine. I mean, Kilo's great, but just it's the pricing is ridiculous. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
same with Dragons. Dragons is it's a good amount every month.
It's an expensive habit, bodybuilding, right? I mean, to eat right and stuff. I mean, it's pricey.
What I see though, like, you know, Dragons, it costs a lot more than a regular gym, but I look at it more like an investment because you meet a lot of the people you get to meet there and, like, you know, the atmosphere you get to have. I think that's you need that, especially when you're competing and stuff, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, man, thank you for coming in. It was fun talking with you. Mm-hmm. Definitely write the book.
We'll have to talk more.
Okay.
We'll talk more off air.
Okay.
I'll tell some stories or something.
Yeah, really? Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Maybe it's a book with a documentary now, I'm thinking.
Executive producer, John Orlando.
I'm in. Okay. You know I'm in. All right, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
But there's someone hotter replacing you now. Good to see you, man. Thank you.